Is it difficult to put a game like last night to flush it and quickly put it behind you guys?
I think because, I mean, being up 4-1, obviously, last night was tough. You know, you go home and you're thinking about it. But this morning, I think we've been pretty good at resetting. You know, whether it was last year or 2 years ago, I think we've learned through experience on, you know, how to leave a game there. And, you know, if it had been the other way, you know, we come back and win, that doesn't do anything for us for tomorrow night. So, yeah, I think we've been pretty good at resetting ourselves. So I think that's, you know, what we did today. We tried to, you know, loosen it up, maybe have a little bit of fun today and, you know, get back to that good feeling. So I think it's been a part of it. We haven't, our bench hasn't been as good. So I think trying to get some fun and have a lot of talk going is going to be paramount for these next couple weeks.
What do you mean by that, your bench hasn't been as good?
We've just been quieter. I think, you know, when you go through the ups and downs of a playoff, everyone's, you know, so into it, so dialed in, and, you know, our bench is wired and there's a lot of talk, and there's just a vibe on the bench that that we haven't had to start the year for the most part. So I think we got to get that going again. And I think, you know, that's kind of to a man, just, you know, just talking about nothing, honestly. It's just getting that positivity and that jam and just trying to show how wired you are. And then that kind of just gets the whole bench wired. So not that it's anything groundbreaking of, you know, seeing a play here and there. It's just literally yelling whatever that comes to your mind that's positive, and kind of gets the guys going in just terms of showing that everyone, your intensity level and how dialed in you are on every day, every night.
Justin seems to be that guy that talks a lot too. Is it you're missing him?
He's at the end of the bench. He's, you know, he says some things, but talking about nothing, that guy talks about nothing. So, but his presence in the room is obviously huge for us. Sorry, I'm spitting everywhere. His presence in the room is huge, and that calming presence back on that back end, that just you know, makes a lot of solid plays, and a guy that handles adversity well in terms of, you know, when things are going south, he can be a difference maker. So yeah, we obviously missed his presence for sure.
What do you look at when you get ready for Vancouver in your first meeting against them here tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think just briefly talking about them this morning, they got a lot of speed. They're obviously playing well right now, beating Pittsburgh last night. They're kind of a gritty bunch you know, that works really hard, almost in the Carolina mold a little bit, in terms of just being on the puck, and their forwards are really quick. So they got some shooters in that Besser, and I don't think Pettersson will play tomorrow tomorrow, but they got some high end players. So yeah, it's gonna be, there's no nights off in the NHL for sure. And you know, they're a team that's, you know, kind of, you know, maybe a couple years ago where we were. So a lot of speed, a lot of talent, but trying to put it all together. So we need to bring our A game.